This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1082, flabbergasting fashion sample answers for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we answer IELTS Speaking Part 1 questions about fashion, a topic that is not one of our favorites. Find out how to answer questions which are unfamiliar and learn Band 9 fashion vocabulary. Aubrey, do you care about fashion?
Not at all. Like, not even a little bit. Way like, have less you, than the average man, even, I think.
Have you gone through, like, phases in your life where, you know, you did care about different fashions?
I would say no, but when I was living in New York City, I recognized that I'm still, like, t-shirt and jeans, and everyone around me was dressing much nicer. So I did, made a friend take me shopping, and I tried to get a few kind of a little bit trendier, more fashionable things to try and maybe pretend like I cared.
That's awesome.
But other than that, in Arizona, we can get away with a very casual attire.
Same here. We always joke about that in Portland. Like, if dressing up in Portland means you're wearing jeans,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It really does not, like, nobody cares.
It's so true.
So guys, the reason why we're talking about this today is because we are going to provide sample answers to some Speaking Part 1 questions about fashion and establishing that context, right? Establishing the fact that honestly, really, neither of us are very fashionable. This will really show you guys how you can answer Part 1 questions, even if it's not a topic that you're familiar with, that you care about. Because, guys, you could definitely be asked about fashion, about cars, sports, art. And, you know, a lot of people don't care about those things.
Yes, and students have such a tendency to sort of be like, no. Or like, no, I don't really care about that. Without elaborating, you cannot do that. You have to elaborate on why. That's fine that you don't like that, you don't care, but you have to speak for 2 to 3 sentences about why. Why do you hate that?
It is a speaking test, and you must speak. I mean, that's the most important thing to think about, right? So like we tell our IELTS, our 3 key students, guys, always answer 3 to 5 sentences. Even if they consist of saying why you don't know about something, you're still talking and you'll still get a better score. We want to remind you guys, though, that Lindsay and Michelle are doing a fluency web class. They want to teach you guys for free, a live web class all about how to understand native conversations. So, of course, this will help you on your IELTS listening test, guys, these strategies and the vocab, all of that. But also, you'll learn about native pronunciation, which can help you on speaking. So, guys, sign up for this web class. Grab your spot. Go to allearsenglish.com/understand.
It's going to be a fun one for any of you who listen to the All Ears English podcast. You know what a fun dynamic Michelle and Lindsay have. So that's awesome. I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's get into this. So we'll just go back and forth. All right, we'll just take turns. All right, so question one. Do you always follow trendy fashions?
No, and I feel like I do have some good reasons to not do so. First of all, I'm a very frugal person. I'm not going to waste money on very expensive designer clothing. I have way more important, necessary needs in my life that require those funds. But also, I just don't care, right? I want to be comfortable in the clothing that I wear. I don't care what people think about what I'm wearing. I'm not dressing to impress. I'm not going to lots of fancy shindigs or events formal attire is required at. So I don't really pay attention to fashion. I honestly am a little bit judgmental of people who do, which is terrible to admit, because I care that little
about
it.
That was so awesome. Now, I am trying to, follow the exam requirements. So if your answers in part one are too long, guys, the examiner will just be like, thank you, which is totally fine.
I actually did
fine.
That on purpose. I was like, I'm going to talk until she cuts me off.
That's awesome. All right. So let me point out some amazing vocabulary there, guys. Awesome for this topic and a lot of other topics. Frugal. Great adjective. Thrifty. It just means that we like to save money. I'm in the same boat. Saying funds as a parallel expression for my money. Dress to impress. It's a nice little rhyming idiom. And shindig. Informal slang for party. Love it. Nice. So great. All right. I'm ready for my question.
Okay. How has fashion changed in your country in recent years?
Oh my gosh. I might have been able to answer this like 20 years ago, but honestly, I don't really pay attention to what the fashion is. I think by the time you get to the stage of life in which I reside now, I'm in my 40s, early 40s, but still, I don't read fashion magazines. I don't even notice, honestly, what is happening or changing in the fashion around me. I don't hang out with young people that care about those things. I can say, though, that I have noticed fashion from the 90s when I was a teenager being recycled today, which I find ghastly because little backpacks, I think, are so dumb. And I see girls wearing little backpacks again, which drive me crazy. And these sort of fashions with like the short midriff, you know, sweatshirts and shirts and
thank you. You're doing it on purpose too. Like, I'm going to wait till she cuts me.
I was trying.
Oh, that's so good, right? That we talk to students a lot about the importance of making it specific, getting personal, because so much good vocabulary comes out when you start specifically talking about the fashions you don't love, right? The little backpacks and saying you find them ghastly. That's such a great word for just bad, not great, but a little more extreme. You hate them.
Oh my gosh,
and
I don't know why.
The verb recycled. You hear recycling all the time, guys, when we're talking about the environment. But to talk about seeing fashions used again, this is a great high-level verb to talk about seeing something recycled in society.
Totally. Yes. Oh, little backpacks. Okay. let's do one more. Okay, let's see. Is maintaining fashion expensive in your country?
Definitely. If we're talking about high fashion, those who actually really care and spend thousands of dollars on a dress or an outfit, that's incredibly pricey. And honestly, I find it flabbergasting, the kinds of prices that people will pay in order for what? To look the part, to impress someone else so that people are going to Instagram about what you wore. Why? I don't understand why people care. But really, if you think about it, a lot of people who are influencers, they're almost forced to because they have to stay in the news. People have to be talking about them. So keeping up with the latest trends is vital for them and their job.
Thank you. That's fantastic. That was really funny. Okay. So a couple vocabulary words, guys. Flabbergasting. If you find something very surprising. I love that word. I think we've talked about that word before. Yeah. It's one of the best ones. And also this phrase, to look the part, right? So some people like the idiom, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. It's kind of the same idea, right? So people want to appear a certain way, even if they're not a certain way. So even if someone is not rich, maybe they try to wear clothes that make them look rich. So people on Instagram or whatever believe right. that they're wealthy. So to look the part, that's a great idiom. Awesome. Guys, remember, you should sign up for this free web class, Hang Out with Lindsay and Michelle. I wish I could hang out with Lindsay and Michelle more. And you guys have this opportunity to hang out live and learn vocab, listening strategies, pronunciation techniques to sound more natural. All of this is in this live web class, guys. Sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/understand. Yes. All right. Aubrey, so fun. This is really fun. Talking about a topic we don't care about.
I think it's such good strategies, though, for you guys to know you're going to be asked about something you don't care about.
For sure.
Maintaining fashion, I could have just said, well, I don't have to do that, so I don't really know anything about it. No, that's right, a very low fluency score, right? Talk about someone else who does have to care about that.
Yeah, totally. I mean, guys, yeah. People are always like, but it's not about me. I don't know what to say. Guys, everyone, you live in the world. I know you do. Right. You're listening right now. This is a big world. You're surrounded by people you know, or you just see on TV, or, you know, that you walk past in the street. We all know someone who could be an example for any of these questions, totally. Right? So expand your mind, guys. All right, Aubrey, have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.